This is Morning Edition. The Criminal Podcast examines plenty of cold cases. But in this week's episode, a murder mystery is solved by some surprising sleuths, a married pair of accountants. Host Phoebe Judge spoke with Texas-based CPAs Hugh and Martha Gardiner about how an audit unraveled a complicated criminal case. Criminal is recorded here at WUNC, and Phoebe joins me in the studio this morning. Hello.
Hi, Eric.
The crime in question is a grisly double homicide in Houston in the 1960s. Tell us what happened.
Fred and Edwina Rogers were a married couple living in Houston in their 70s. Fred was in his 80s. And one day, the police came into their house and found the bodies of both Fred and Edwina cut up in the refrigerator with their heads severed and in the vegetable drawers. The first person that the police went to was Charles Rogers, their son. He was nowhere to be found and basically just kind of vanished.
Now, Charles Rogers was thought to be a hermit and a shut-in, but what else do we know about him?
His childhood was pretty grim by most acceptable standards. You know, it was a life of alcohol and physical abuse and emotional abuse, and he basically became a loner, but he was a brilliant person.
So this idea that he had just been a loner and kind of an odd guy was wrong, actually. What the Gardiners found out was that he was a talented geophysicist. He went treasure hunting in the Sierra Madres. He had lots of business interests, owned a number of houses. And he was very good at covering his tracks after he murdered his parents.
How did the accountants get involved in this case? And why were they able to uncover so much more than the police could?
Well, the Gardiners are an accountant couple from Texas, and I think that they're just curious people. And what they did, as accountants will do, is look very closely at the details. And they basically audited the police reports and said, well, this doesn't match up. What they did when they looked at the money trail is that they realized that Charles owned his parents' house and that his parents had been ripping him off by taking out loans and pocketing the money.
This was one of the things that was missed with the police investigation. They never had the time or the resources to put together the paper trail and to look at it from a standpoint of what were the financial transactions that led up to the murders.
And what did they find, Phoebe?
Well, they found that Charles Rogers first escaped to Mexico and then to South America. He was being helped by a number of friends, and once he got to South America, he continued to work as a geophysicist and was actually very successful.
And a lot of the reason that people didn't come forward that knew things is they had either made money from Charles Rogers or they were making money from Charles Rogers. He in essence, was the golden goose.
The thought is that he was probably killed by coal miners in a dispute a number of years ago. But if he were still alive, he'd be just near 100 years old.
And the Gardiners wrote a book based on their investigation.
They did. It's a novel called The Icebox Murders. It's incredibly dense and rather violent, but an interesting read. And the couple says it's 85% true. They worked so hard on this book, they have never taken on another case. They are now just back to being accountants, and they're keeping their eyes out for the next one.
Phoebe, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Phoebe Judge hosts the Criminal Podcast, which is recorded here at WUNC. A new episode is out today. You can also hear it here on the radio Sunday at 5:40.